Gacup Chair, Georgians Remember Biden's Repeated Lies About Our Election Integrity Law. By Jacob Bliss on April 29, 2021. Georgia Republican Party Chairman David Schaefer called out President Joe Biden's repeated lies on Georgia's election integrity law in an op-ed the day Biden visits the Peach State. Schaefer on Thursday called out Biden for visiting the state on his 100th day in office after the president has repeated lies about our election integrity law and the damage those lies have done to Georgia's small businesses and their workers. Joe Biden falsely claimed that our new election integrity law ends voting hours early, he said, citing the establishment media outlet Washington Post's having quickly debunked his lies with four Pinocchios. President Joe Biden advanced a false narrative about Georgia's new election integrity law, claiming that it reduces voting hours, thereby compromising the ability of working-class Americans to go out and vote. The Post pointed out that the law actually does not change election day hours but actually expands access to early voting. Biden has since been repeating talking points that far-left members of Congress have promoted in addition to referring to the state election integrity efforts as un-American and sick, making Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. Additionally, Schaefer called out Biden for doubling down with his infamous ESPN interview 2 days calling on Major League Baseball, MLB, to remove this summer's All-Star game from Truist Park in Atlanta's suburbs. Ultimately, as Schaefer describes, it was a detriment to Georgia's economy. MLB decided to move the All-Star game from Georgia to Colorado in response to the attacks from the far left. Schaefer spoke about Georgia's small businesses, saying their workers lost out on $100 million in revenue. The Job Creators Network president and CEO Alfredo Ortiz recently reacted to MLB's decision to pull the 2021 All-Star game and draft out of Atlanta over Georgia's new election laws. According to Ortiz, the decision to remove the two events will cost upwards of $100 million of economic damages to Georgia. The jobs expert pointed out that a lot of the businesses that being hurt the most by the misrepresentation of the new law are minority-owned businesses that desperately needed the revenue. Moreover, Schaefer roasted Biden's home state of Delaware. Biden has been absolutely mute on his own home state's voting laws, Schaefer said. Schaefer cited a report from The Atlantic saying, Delaware isn't an anomaly among Democratic strongholds. Although Democrats like to call out Republicans for trying to suppress voting, the states they control in the Northeast make casting a ballot more difficult than anywhere else. In a recent study from the Center for Election Innovation and Research called Biden's home state of Delaware near the bottom in terms of their access to early and mail-in balloting, Schaefer added, and ranked Georgia to be in the top states for voting access. Furthermore, Schaefer said, while Biden takes his time to visit Georgia, Georgians remember that his lies are having a real-life impact, including the impact Biden had on lost jobs, wages, and business. Joe Biden's liberal rhetoric is just as bad as his liberal policies, he finished.